I would like to start by relating a few experiences of my own life, with the hope that by hearing them you will gain a better understanding of the entire science. Early in 1918, I landed in France as a casual soldier, unattached to a regular company. As a result, it was several weeks before my service record, necessary for my pay, caught up with me. During that time, I was without money to buy gum, candy, cigarettes, and the like. Every time I saw a man light a cigarette or chew a stick of gum, the thought came to me that I was without money to spend on myself. Certainly I was eating, and the army clothed me and provided me with a place on the ground to sleep. But I grew bitter because I had no spending money and no way of getting any. One night, en route to the forward area on a crowded troop train, sleep was out of the question. I made up my mind then that when I returned to civilian life, I would have a lot of money. The whole pattern of my life was altered at that moment. I didn't realize it then that at that moment I was laying the groundwork for a new direction in my life, groundwork that would unleash forces that would bring accomplishment. As a matter of fact, the idea that I could, with my thinking and believing, develop a fortune never entered my mind. Money is not the only desire you may have. It doesn't matter to what end this science is used, it will be effective in achieving the object of your desires. And in this connection, let me tell another experience. Some years ago, I decided on a trip to the Orient and sailed on a ship called the Empress of Japan. Something was working for me on that trip. I had no claim to anything but ordinary service. However, I sat at the executive officer's table and was frequently his personal guest in his quarters as well as on inspection trips through the ship. Well, naturally, the treatment I received made a great impression on me, and in Honolulu I often had the thought it would be nice to receive comparable treatment on my journey home on another ship. One afternoon I got the sudden impulse to leave for the mainland. It was about closing time when I arrived at the ticket agency. I was told that a ship was leaving the next day at noon, and I could get the only remaining cabin ticket. I bought it, and the next day, just a few minutes before noon, I started up the gangplank. In an offhand manner, I said to myself, "They treated you as a king on the Empress of Japan. The least you can do here is sit at the captain's table." "Sure, you'll sit at the captain's table." The ship got underway, and as we steamed out of the harbor, word was received from the dining room steward for passengers to appear in the dining room for assignments to tables. About half the assignments had been made when I came before him. He asked me for my ticket, which I placed on the table. He glanced at it, and then to me, saying, "Oh, yes, table A, seat number 5. It was the captain's table, and I was seated directly across from him. Many things happened aboard that ship which pertained to this subject, the most prominent being a party supposed to be in honor of my birthday. Just an idea of the captain's, because my birthday was months off. In laying before you this very workable science, I am aware that the subject has been handled before from many angles. I am also cognizant that many people shy away from anything that smacks of religion, the occult, or the metaphysical. Accordingly, I am presenting it in the language of a businessman who believes that sincere thinking and plain speaking will get any message across to the people. In using this science, which is given to you with the confident knowledge that no matter how you use it, it will get results, I wish to warn you. Never use it for harmful or evil purposes. Since the beginning of man, there have been two great subtle forces in the world, good and evil. Both are terrifically powerful in their respective scopes and cycles. The basic principle operating both is mind power, massed mind power. Therefore, take great care that you do not misuse the science of mind stuff. I cannot emphasize this too strongly, for if you employ it for harmful or evil purposes, it will boomerang and destroy you, just as it has others down through the centuries. These are not idle words. but solemn words of warning.